following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Devo. You know, I'm right here in the courtyard, the common ground courtyard of the church, and you know, out over here on the street, a lot of noise, a lot of confusion, a lot of racing people. But in here, at the cross, it's a sense of calm. I was thinking this morning, the disciples came to Jesus and asked him to teach them to pray. And Jesus says, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And, you know, when the world's crazy, like out there, it's good to come in to where it's quiet. And it's good to pray to the Lord, because he cares for us, right? First thing we do, the Lord's Prayer is like a framework to hang your prayers upon, right? It's not a mystical thing that if you say this prayer, you know, things will get better. But we do want to know it. We do want to quote it, because Jesus said it, and there's power in the Word of God, right? Not magic, power. So the first thing we do is we recognize where God is and who he is. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed meaning holy, but it's more than just saying the word holy. It's ascribing holiness to God. You are holy in heaven. And then he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that's recognizing where we are. We're here on earth, and we want his will and his kingdom to come here, right? So there's power in his word. There's power in prayer to God. And then we make requests to the Lord. We can, if you can't ask for the Lord to help you with situations during prayer, then when can you, right? So then we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Help me meet the needs of today. Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough problems of its own, right? But Lord, help me meet the needs of today. And, you know, some people have said that when Jesus says, lead us not into temptation, that somehow God can lead us into temptation, but he cannot. His word says that God never tempts anyone. Neither can he be tempted. But we are drawn away by our own lusts and enticed. So we got the world, the flesh, and the devil, and they're all trying to tempt us and draw us away from this quiet time with the Lord. But Lord, don't let me, lead me out of that. Don't let me get involved in that. Lead us not into temptation. What are we asking them to do? We're asking them to deliver us from our own problems, from the temptations that we walk into. Not temptation that he leads us into. We're asking him to lead us out of temptations. And then we ask for his deliverance. On top of that, though, there's also intercessory prayer, where we ask for other folks. Do you know folks that are struggling right now? Maybe they're family members or their friends. Go to the Lord, lift them up, pray for them. We serve an awesome and mighty God. So ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. So anyway, I wanted to encourage you guys to step away from the madness that's in the world right now, and step into the quietness of quiet time with the Lord, reflecting on his word, praying for his deliverance, ascribing to him holiness, because that's who he is. All right. So, hey, this has been Dwight with another Refuge Daily. Be well and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life